Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me today. Well, the last several days, I've been ministering on the power of the Word, how I love the Word of God, and my prayer not only that it would occur in my life, but I pray every day for my radio family, my UCM partners, that we will so lay hold of the truth and the beauty and the revelation that is in God's Word, and that we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind by the Word of God. We should pray the Word, declare the Word. That's where the power is. Remember Jesus, He was our example. When He was tested and tempted of the devil, during his 40-day fast in the wilderness, what did the devil do? He came to him with various temptations, and in every case, he said, "Satan, it is written, you shall serve the Lord your God, and Him only will you serve." He would refuse to turn the stones into bread, even though he hadn't had food for 40 days and 40 nights. Beloved, the Word of God is our assurance. It's our covenant. It is an agreement that was sealed in the blood of Jesus. Remember, when Jesus gathered with His disciples that very last evening, we call it the Last Supper, He instituted what we call Holy Communion. He said, "This is the new covenant in My blood, which is shed for you." He was making a covenant with us. And there's, when God makes a covenant, beloved, I mean, we're fallible. We can make a covenant and break it, but He will never break His covenant. He's not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. So we can stake everything that we are. We can stake our eternal salvation. We can stake our destiny on the validity, on the truth of what God says. However, beloved, we had an adversary. Satan holds the minds of men in bondage. He makes slaves of them. So many that are out there in the world, they think they're free. They think they do whatever they want to do, but they are literal puppets and pawns of the devil, and they don't even know it. He poisons their minds with doubt, with fear, with cynicism, with unbelief, with wickedness and evil. Satan has robbed even many who were drawing nigh to the kingdom of God. He's robbed them of their faith. They're like those who, you know, the birds came by when seed was sown on the wayside, and it plucked it up. We have to pray for weak Christians, because sometimes Satan has robbed them of their testimony. They don't believe speaking in tongues. Oh, that's not for us today. They no longer pray for the sick. Well, if it's God's will, He'll heal. You know, they've been robbed by the devil of all that power and authority to lay hands on the sick and to see them recover. On yesterday's broadcast, I shared what it clearly says in Mark the 16th chapter. "These signs shall follow all them that believe." But, beloved, you have to believe, not just believe in Jesus, but believe you can walk in that authority, walk in that anointing, walk in that victory over the work of the enemy. If you don't believe it, you're not going to see it happen. And that's why it's so serious how we regard the Word of God. Why should we be so concerned? Because the devil is doing everything he can through, quote, religious leaders, if you will, to water down the Word of God. Man attempted to wall up or fence up God's power. They relegate the words of Jesus to a bygone day. They're afraid of wildfire. I remember there was a dear Pentecostal brother. He used to come to our services on A Street in Hayward. And he told Brother Glass, he said, "Oh, don't ever worry about wildfire. There's always enough wet sacks in the church to put it out." Oh, goodness. I can still remember that, dear brother. But some preachers or ministers, because of their fear of wildfire, of what do I mean by wildfire? Well, those who are perhaps babes trying to move in the gifts. Beloved, if there's sound teaching, we don't have to be concerned. What happens, though, is we quench the moving of the Holy Spirit. Paul says, despise not prophesying. The fire went out altogether, and their natural reasoning gained the mastery over the ministry, and they began to reason with natural senses instead of in the power of faith. Jesus said, as soon as men would believe and preach his word, signs will follow. That's what it says in Acts. The disciples preached the word of God with signs following. They didn't go out to minister to the people in their ability. They went out in the power of God's anointing and ability. In Mark 16, 19 and 20, it says, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. That's the Holy Spirit, and confirming the word with signs following. He demonstrated the fact. I shared, I think I did not that long ago, there I have a letter in file of a dear partner that she and her church went to India, and there was they hadn't had rain, and they literally, the believers, they prayed for rain, and there was a soaking rain that came. Well, this was a miraculous sign to those that didn't believe. How often have you read wonderful testimonies of people who demonstrated the power of God, and because of God's power being displayed, the people were convinced that the God that this person was speaking about had to be real. As I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, I mean, I'm in connection with various ministries in Israel, and these messianic believers are ministering to Orthodox Jews or Jews that don't have any faith, and they have need of healing. They pray for them, they're healed, and that brings into their experience and into their belief system the reality of the living Christ. So, beloved, that's why it's important we move in the power and anointing of God's word. And don't be concerned, as I ministered, what was it, a couple days ago, some of you have ministered faithfully the word of God. Don't be discouraged if you don't see results. I know what it is to pray for loved ones, and it's like it seems like there's no progress. Keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Pray without ceasing. Be persistent and continuous in your prayers. God will honor it. He knows how to work in every individual life. The word that Jesus had spoken and the word they dared to preach, the disciples, was confirmed with miraculous signs following. Oh, beloved, if we could come to the place that we would believe, that we could confess the living word and preach the anointed word, we would again see signs and wonders, not magician's tricks, but the real, genuine, delivering power of God to set the captives free. When Jesus stood up in the synagogue, he quoted Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor." He's that same anointing, that same Spirit is on us, beloved, on the body of Christ, to those who believe that he has given us that authority. If you don't believe it, you won't walk in it. Think about this. What did Jesus do? He taught, he healed the sick. Multitudes came to him. Well, God's attitude towards sin and disease hasn't changed. In heaven, there's going to be no sickness. There's going to be no oppression. There's going to be no demonic bondage. Jesus suffered because of sin, and he was whipped for our diseases. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Hebrews 13 and 8 declares Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, on today, and forever. Jesus died paying the supreme penalty for our sins. He didn't rise from the dead until he had broken the authority of Satan over every man and woman who would experience the new birth. He has the keys of death and of hell. Praise God. And now Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, and he has a receipt marked paid in full for your salvation, your healing, and your prosperity. Praise God. And So what we have to do, beloved, you and I have to change our thinking regarding Satan. We must always think of him as a defeated foe, because in fact, that's what he is. He led captivity captive. He made an open show of principalities and powers, triumphing over them. Because, beloved, you have been given dominion over the devil in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you become the master of demonic oppression and strategies against you, and you have the power to put Satan to flight. James 4:7 says, and boldly proclaims, submit yourself therefore unto God. Remember, that's the condition. You better be submitted to God. Then resist the devil, and he will flee from before you. We can have victory over disease and every circumstance that would hold us in bondage. This message that we preach should bring salvation, healing, deliverance, success, health, joy, peace, and victory to every believer. And, you know, some of you might think, well, Sister Glass, what about those who are suffering persecution? What about the martyrs? They didn't get delivered. They didn't get spared from the work of the end. Well, beloved, we may not understand God's plan and God's ultimate purpose in each one of our lives. That's the hot, they've taken the martyr's crown. And just like as we look in the pages of God's word, look at Peter. He was sentenced to death, and yet the angel of the Lord came and released him from prison. Look at Paul. He was stoned and left for dead. Not until the appointed time did they lay down their lives for Christ. And so they were victorious, even faithful unto death. Paul said, I have finished the course. I have fought the good fight of faith. And so, beloved, those who are laying down their lives even today, as we are sharing this time together, there are faithful Christians being martyred right now for their faith. That is a choice. God has allowed them that privilege, but there's a walking in victory that we can proclaim the word of the Lord, just as the apostles. If we have to die a martyr's death, so be it. But we can trust God that he will deliver us from every work of the enemy. And if we, like the three Hebrew children, you know, be it known, O King, we will not bow down and serve your God. Our God's able to deliver us, but if not, we will not bow down to you, praise God. So we have that same position of authority. I love you. I've gone over time. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.